Idleman Unplugged is part of the Edify Podcast Network.
I want to see your face pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Idleman Unplugged. I am your host, Luke Duncan. As Westside Christian Fellowship prepares for a season of fasting and prayer, Pastor Shane reads you the fourth chapter of his new book, 40 Days to Reset Your Life, Applying God's Wisdom for Physical and Spiritual Renewal. 40 Days to Reset Your Life is available in audio form on Audible, as well as Amazon Kindle, and free electronic or PDF formats at wcfav.org. We hope that you enjoy this segment of Idleman Unplugged.
A hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place.
Chapter 4, Fasting Applies Pressure to the Spiritual Realm. I'm excited about this chapter because it's very important. We realize very quickly, even from scripture, from our own personal experiences, that fasting is definitely a spiritual weapon, and we have fast food restaurants and convenience stores on every corner. So it's no surprise that many people are in serious bondage to food and drink. And remember, if we're in bondage to anything, it affects us spiritually. That's just the truth. And ironically, bondage in one area often opens the door for strongholds in other areas. For example, if someone is addicted to, let's say, alcohol, then they're going to struggle with maybe possibly pornography. Somebody is addicted to sugar and sugar's controlling them, then they're going to have a hard time in self-control in other areas. So if abundance is the problem, then abstinence via fasting is the solution. And I'm startled at how many Christians don't practice fasting, even though it's taught many times in the Bible. Jesus said that when he is taken away, that his disciples would fast. Check out Matthew 9. The excuses range from, it's not for us today, and the infamous, I'm just not convicted about fasting, to my personal favorite, fasting is legalistic. And it was Leonard Ravenhill who was famous for saying, the things in the Bible that we don't like, we call legalism. Isn't that so true? I don't like emotional worship. That's legalism. I don't like all-night prayer meetings. That's legalism. I don't like people telling me I can't go watch certain movies. That's legalism. So things we don't like, we often call legalism. And that definitely applies to fasting. It's not outdated. It was not for just the Old Testament. It wasn't just for New Testament saints in the early church. It is for us today. If not more so, how much more overweight are we as a culture? I mean, I've seen footage, news footage clips from the 1950s, 60s, and there was hardly anyone that was overweight walking the streets of New York or wherever those clips were at. But now today, obesity is an epidemic, not only in adults, but children. And that, to me, is something that should wake all of us up. And the bottom line, though, is that many people do not want to impeach King Stomach. There was a big movement to impeach some presidents of the United States, but very few people want to impeach King Stomach. And that is the first king that needs to go. The power of fasting. The following section from my book, Feasting and Fasting, sheds more light on this important topic from a spiritual perspective. So let me read that to you now. In Matthew 17:21, Jesus said that a certain evil spirit does not go out of a person except by prayer and fasting. Now, some manuscripts disagree on whether this verse should be included or not, but the principle is found throughout Scripture. Fasting applies pressure to the spiritual realm. The reason some Bibles have it, some don't, is if you go to the different manuscripts, Codex Sinaiticus, Codex Vaticanus, and the Antioch School of Text and the Alexandrian School of Text, and where the NIV came from, and say where the King James and New King James came from, you have different variables there, but they are not variables on truth. There's minor inconsistencies, which you would expect from man, imperfect man, translating a perfect truth. So more on that later. That was a long rabbit trail. Back to this point of fasting applying pressure to the spiritual realm. Arthur Wallace noted in his book on fasting, he said, often pressure has to be maintained before there is a breakthrough in heavenly warfare. So true. So as you're fasting, as you're praying, it often has to be maintained because the harder you push via fasting, the harder it's going to fight against demonic influence. And I truly believe that even a Daniel type of healthy eating program is very beneficial as you're starving the natural appetites for sugar and food and meat and dairy. That can be very effective as well for those who can't fast. But it appears that some demonic activity is not released until pressure is applied through prayer and fasting. The weapons we use to fight Satan are not physical. They are spiritual. The weapons should match the warfare. Satan cannot be eliminated with an AR-15, but we can fast and pray. And those two high-caliber spiritual bullets, or cartridges, I should say, do substantial damage. Open the Word, pray, meditate, and worship God for the fatal blow to Satan. Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. That spirit is the bullet. As long as we provide the cartridge of prayer and fasting, it's that bullet that goes out through the Spirit of God. Because two opposing wills cannot successfully live in the same body. Our self-will and God's will cannot coexist in harmony. We can't defeat what we feed. If we feed lust and addictions and strongholds, we can't defeat them because we are feeding them. God's word says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, basically what your flesh craves and what your eyes go after, bigger, faster, stronger, more beauty. I want, craving the lust of the eyes and wanting what others have and coveting things and the pride of life. None of this is of the Father, but it is of the world. 1 John 2:16. Society says, be yourself, embrace your longings, feed your desires. However, we know that gluttony and indulging the flesh never lead to spiritual victory or any other victory for that matter. Some strongholds hang on piece by piece. We must resist the devil and he will eventually flee. James 4:7. Fasting disciplines the body, prayer and worship bind the enemy, and the word provides wisdom for the journey. Fasting ignites a hunger for God and provides more time to seek Him. Let me say that again, so important. Fasting ignites a hunger for God and provides more time to seek Him. You cannot go wrong doing that. Now, obviously, people have overcome challenges without fasting, but fasting adds extra strength, especially when overcoming addictions. Sadly, although one addiction may end, others can continue. The alcoholic often switches to caffeine, the nicotine addict switches to sugar, the opiate user switches to food and also sugar. It's a never-ending cycle, but fasting can break the cycle. However, fasting is not a cure-all. It's a spiritual discipline designed to aid in victory. And there's something important we must talk about on that point. You can't just go on a fast and that's going to fix all your problems. Fasting is really a lifestyle, a fasted lifestyle in the life of the believer. 10 spiritual benefits of fasting. Are you ready for this? This is powerful. Fasting often leads to an awakening, renewal, and spiritual restoration. Number 2, fasting is a powerful prayer of intercession. Number 3, fasting intensifies prayer. 4, fasting removes pride and ushers in humility. 5, fasting increases faith. 6, fasting aids in overcoming obstacles. 7, fasting crucifies the flesh and breaks bad habits. 8, fasting and anointing go hand in hand. 9, fasting helps to overcome unbelief. And 10, fasting opens the door or doors that might not otherwise be open. 10 physical benefits of fasting. Disease is often a problem of toxicity created by what we consume, ingest, and breathe. Fasting can be the detox solution. Granted, spiritual health and wholeness are the goals when fasting, but the physical benefits are also worthwhile. Did you catch that? The spiritual health and wholeness of the individual, that's our goal, spiritual health when fasting, but the physical benefits are incredible. Dr. Tilden once noted, after 55 years of sojourning in the wilderness of medical therapeutics, I am forced to declare that fasting is the only reliable, specific therapeutic eliminant known to man. So let me talk about 10 physical benefits of fasting. Fasting lowers blood pressure significantly as well as cleans the blood. Fasting is the best way to reduce weight and maintain a healthy weight. Fasting rejuvenates the body, including the promotion of new stem cells and telomeres. Telomeres are at the end of DNA strands, and they aid in rejuvenation and vitality. Telomeres are made up of repetitive sequences of non-coding DNA that protects the chromosomes from being damaged. So each time a cell divides, the telomeres become shorter. Eventually, the telomere becomes so short that the cell can no longer divide. And fasting can actually delay that process. Number 4, fasting helps to eliminate inflammation while allowing major organs such as the kidney, liver, digestive tract, the heart to rest and repair. Number 5, fasting helps to prevent cardiovascular disease and aids in the removal of the hardening of the arteries by breaking it down. Number 6, fasting leads to mental clarity and brain health. Number 7, fasting can shrink certain tumors. It's been proven. When the body is low on fuel, food, stored glucose in the muscle and liver, it will consume the non-functional cells as autophagy runs its course. Autophagy is when the body consumes dead and decaying cells and tissues. It's amazing. It's how God designed us. When we're fasting, the body doesn't go and start breaking down the heart and the liver and the kidneys for fuel. No. It knows what to do. It goes after cancer tumors. It goes after cells that are not beneficial. Number 8, fasting is very effective in offsetting diabetes. Did you know that type 2 diabetes, more often than not, is diet related? It's not a disease that you cannot get away from. It's diet related. Change the diet. Look at Dr. Jason Fung. Don't agree with his view on God, but he's got some great information on helping those with type 2 diabetes get off their medication, lose weight, and get in shape through fasting, intermittent fasting, and some long-term fasting. Again, do your research, but it's diet related. They give you more insulin. And then what does insulin do? Insulin leads to weight gain. So we're taking something that leads to weight gain from so much sugar and different things. Our body is insulin resistant. So we have to pump more insulin into the body. It's really not the best approach. That's why most doctors, if you ask them, they've never seen anyone get better who has diabetes unless they completely change their diet and begin exercising and incorporating fasting and different things because it's diet related. So if you don't change the problem, food intake and the type of food, you're not going to see the results. Number 9, fasting helps with depression and anxiety. Research, amazing results. Number 10, fasting has been shown to help with rheumatoid arthritis, gout, psoriasis, and many types of different skin disease. In short, since most diseases are fueled by what we consume, removing the fuel source allows the body to rebuild, cleanse, and repair.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Eidelman Unplugged, be sure to check out the links in the description to get your copy of 40 Days to Reset Your Life, Applying God's Wisdom for Physical and Spiritual Renewal. You can download the book for Kindle on Amazon or for free in PDF or electronic format at wcfav.org. Again, my name is Luke Duncan, and I am your host of Eidelman Unplugged. Thank you for listening to us today, and join us again on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Eidelman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at ShaneEidelman.com. Again, that's ShaneEidelman.com.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app.
El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality in Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must-read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.